This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man has been shot dead in St. Andrew. Barbados makes its case for climate justice before the International Court of Justice. The QEH outlines a three-year plan to develop service delivery. The tourism minister hails Air Canada's contribution to Barbados's economy and a Barbadian musician to be considered for a Grammy Award nomination. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another fatal shooting. The incident occurred at Chalky Mount, St. Andrew last night. The police say their operations control room received a report about 8:45 p.m. of a shooting at a residence at Chalky Mount. Officers who arrived at the scene found the body of a man in a home. The victim has been identified as 24-year-old Raheem Green. This homicide is number 49 for the year so far in Barbados. Barbados makes its case for climate justice and the assistance needed to build sustainability and resiliency for the survival of small island developing states at the International Court of Justice. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, spoke before a 15-panel judge on behalf of Barbados for the first time on Monday as part of the ICJ's public hearings on climate change. He gave a synopsis of his presentation to Starcom Network News.
We made submissions before the court on the environmental platform and also on the economic platform, and then on matters relating to the legal obligations themselves. With respect to the environmental aspect, we made it clear that our islands are now seeing clear evidence of ocean acidification. There's the slow but certain destruction of our coral reefs. There is an unrelenting and extreme heat, and that the intensity of the storms passing through the Caribbean are placing everything that our nation has painstakingly built over the centuries at risk.
He also highlighted the lack of access to investments needed in order to mitigate the climate crisis.
On the economic side, we made the point that there is also evidence of a growing retreat or a risk aversion by insurance companies whose insurance premium is escalating rapidly in several sectors, and that we make the further point that insurance companies are now considering themselves to be overly exposed to the risk caused by massive payouts, and that countries that cannot access insurance in certain sectors or in certain geographical areas cannot access investment, and that the Caribbean is slowly becoming characterized by challenges in terms of access to insurance, and that makes us uninsurable and equally uninvestable.
Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Affairs, Kerry Simmons. The hearings are being held at the Peace Palace in The Hague, Netherlands, from December 2nd through to the 13th. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has outlined plans to enhance its service delivery as part of its three-year strategic plan set to begin next year. Part of the plan was disclosed by Director of Nursing Services, Henderson Pinder, during a news briefing at the healthcare facility yesterday. Mr. Pinder said that they will be looking to improve their staff complement while also placing greater focus on professional development.
We've looked at improving the number of staff that we have that can offer those services. Then we're also looking at the ones that we have, looking at professional development and teaching and training to enhance the quality of care that they do provide, making it, again, sometimes more culturally competent, making them more aware of the situations that they are in. And also one of the areas that we want to spend some time on is being able to decipher and de-escalate situations that will happen, because we're in a very volatile situation, especially in some of our areas, accident and emergency, post-surgical wards, where we have a number of persons who are, they're prone to become violent. So we need to train our staff as to how to adequately de-escalate those situations.
Meantime, Acting Director of Engineering at the QEH, Philip King, spoke to plans to improve the building.
We are looking to purchase new state-of-the-art equipment, along with beds, replace the majority of the beds in the hospital. $130 million, yes, for that. The facility upgrade, we have the ward refurbishment. We're planning to do at least 3 to 4 wards a year. That would be good from an engineering point of view, because the wards actually take up at least 60 to 70% of the facility. So if we can refurbish all of these, get all of these wards refurbished, it would ease the maintenance on the hospital.
Acting Director of Engineering at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Philip King. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell hails Air Canada for the significant contribution it has made towards Barbados's economic development. He was speaking at the airline's anniversary celebrations as it marked 75 years of service to the island at the Grantley Adams International Airport. Mr. Gooding-Edgell stressed that airlift from Canada grew by 13% this year.
This calendar year, November the 24th, 2024, this destination has seen an increase of 13.4%, representing Air Canada bringing some 4,036 passengers to the end of November 2024. I think that's important for us to recognize that this airline has contributed significantly to the economic development of Barbados.
He hailed the airline's commitment to Barbados despite global shocks.
When Barbados became an independent nation in November 1966, strengthening our identity as a nation and reinforcing our commitment to building international partnerships, Air Canada was there. When the world faced the COVID-19 pandemic, Air Canada was also here with us, and they became the first airline to resume flight service to Barbados after the pandemic. This demonstrates a deep and unwavering commitment to our shared recovery and resilience.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell. International musician Steve Lashley, brother of former government minister and attorney at law King's Counsel Michael Lashley, is being considered for a Grammy nomination. Now based in Los Angeles, Lashley, who's on vacation in Barbados, produced Nate Winter's song Letting Go under the umbrella of his company, Headrock Productions. Lashley told Starcom Network News that the single is in the global music category and that he's surprised to hear this news.
I never expected it was going to happen. We just signed up with a new management, and they're doing a great job as far as getting us, stuff, place, and that kind of stuff. But I feel awesome. Anything like that is something to, I never thought I would be ever going to get a nomination. That happened a few years ago, and I figured, wait a minute, what? You could just do anything if you want. Just going to put your mind to it.
International musician Steve Lashley. And just under a dozen Barbadian artists had the opportunity to display their work at a major art festival in Senegal recently. The delegation participated in the 15th edition of the Contemporary African Arts Biennale, where coordinator of Transatlantic One Project, Nzinga Onifa, stressed that the exercise in Senegal was more than an art exhibition.
The participation of Barbadian artists in the Dakar Biennale 2024 is funded by the National Cultural Foundation. It's a landmark initiative poised to further the goals of cultural integration and artistic collaboration between Barbados and Senegal. This initiative is not merely an exhibition, but a critical step towards fulfilling a broader vision. The people of Africa and the Caribbean are bound by a shared cultural heritage and have long faced challenges in achieving meaningful integration and exchange.
Coordinator of the Transatlantic One Project, Nzinga Onifa. Recapping the headlines. A man has been shot dead in St. Andrew. Barbados makes its case for climate justice before the International Court of Justice. The QEH outlines a 3-year plan to develop service delivery. The tourism minister hails Air Canada's contribution to Barbados' economy and a Barbadian musician to be considered for a Grammy Award nomination. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.